You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Reminder that you can leave a voice note for us at any time on any topic, and you can do it on the Odyssey app, and we'll play the best ones back at about 9:20 or 9:30 or so this morning. And Odyssey app is how you can listen to us from wherever you happen to be at whatever time you happen to want to listen. So download the app, AUDACY, and then you can take us wherever you go on a rainy Monday. But back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
Carl Mitchell, a man in Nevada, was arrested after police seized seven tigers from his property. Mitchell owned the tigers without proper permits, and he claims they're his emotional support animals.
Okay.
I don't know how you cuddle with a bunch of tigers, but
it removes a lot of anxiety when the tiger is growling at you because you haven't thrown a cow out.
Correct. In Hangover, when Zach Galifianakis says pants at a time like this.
Seven tigers.
Seven.
Wow.
And he claims that they are his emotional support tigers.
Maybe this guy's the real Tiger King.
Right.
They have rights.
Oh, yeah. Tiger King has already released some social media posts saying if media outlets want him to talk on the topic, please reach out.
I thought he was in jail.
He is.
I thought he was dying in jail.
He's very sick. I think he's still sick.
He's still sick. Okay.
But we can hear from Carl on NBC News.
Their machine guns and their Bearcat and Ram Lake 8. None of that was necessary. My tigers are my emotional support animals. I rescued those tigers from Joe Exotic, the Tiger King.
Wait a minute. So there is a tie.
Yeah.
So he is claiming that he rescued those tigers from Joe Exotic. Mm-hmm. Just didn't get the necessary paperwork.
Yeah.
Nowadays, with everybody and emotional support animals, all right, so big. Yeah. It's great home security.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody going up in his crib.
Right. It's a real problem for you when the dogs are at the restaurants.
Oh, God.
You hate that.
Yeah, listen.
But it's somebody's emotional support. You hate it when they're on the plane with them.
I'm not a dog person. I had a dog forever. Now, they're lovable, you can cuddle with them and all that. They're great, but I don't want the responsibility. I am looking for a no dog apartment building.
Oh, really?
Yes. People let them pee in the elevator and they don't clean it up or throw
that's
up.
That's terrible.
I mean, that was one time and Bullet had an accident. I mean, I don't think.
And I believe it was number two.
I don't think you need to go back to
they're dutying on the streets and people don't pick it up. So it's like they want dogs, but they don't really want the real, real responsibilities. Non-dog people have to suffer because we got to watch, we got to step over dog poop like they're landmines all over the city. I walked in the city. The nice day Friday, I went to go, do some stuff before I went to your great event. And, you know, I said, let me, you know, I got to make a few runs walking through the city. And it's like dog crap everywhere.
That's shocking because in Southie, I don't think there's a lot of like dog poop on the sidewalk.
It's everywhere in the city. Courtney,
people
like
pick it up,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I mean, I would much rather be around a dog than a person at a restaurant at 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, I don't want to be, I don't want no fur ball coughing on my chicken cutlet.
Okay.
Or yakking on dog hair flying everywhere.
You did look great. The suit you chose Friday night.
Quazo special.
Oh, I was wondering.
That was it. You both looked great.
Yeah.
Shout out. No vest. I got to see I got to see Santos Cummerbund.
Yeah,
what was
you know
on
what?
It?
It was Starfish. You know what was really rude? Foundation posts great photos.
Yeah.
All the comments.
Yeah.
Ripping Santa.
I told you. Stop letting him wear a cummerbund, Courtney.
The cummerbund is a great piece, and I like it a lot.
It's by the way, it wasn't all the comments. There's like a few people that have a lot to
like,
say.
Leave my husband alone, you know?
I mean, the jacket was beautiful.
Thank you.
I saw some. It was, by the way, also directed at me, directed at Wiggy, you know. Mm. It's the habitual masturbators, really. Those are the ones. You know what I mean? The ones who they will never be able to get an attractive looking mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so unfortunately that jealousy.
Also, some people were commenting like Santo doesn't stand a chance if he's dressed like that. We're married 3 years.
Don't let the negative comments bother you.
I don't.
Posato.
I'm just saying it's rude.
That's all right though. That's their way to kind of voice their opinion, like we do. You know what I mean?
Well, they're sitting at home on a Friday night alone, and they hate that you're with someone that you love.
Yeah.
And then it's manifested not in a wow, I really should do something about my life. I'm gonna say something that hopefully hurts how you feel.
That's okay.
No,
that's a psychology.
I'll let it bother you.
Habitual master.
Coco has thinner skin than a plum. I've been on the show for 4 years. Like, if I had thin skin, I would have been out day three.
Oh, yeah.
Do plums have thin skin?
Yeah, they do, actually.
I feel like sometimes it's hard to get through a plum.
Not
when
a plum guy?
I know, I love a plum, but I like them. I like them hotter, though. I don't like a soft plum.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, said they're no one. Awful when
oh,
they're not
no.
ripe.
I like them a little bit hot. I don't like where this
sauce.
Yeah, pause on that. I don't like them
That's
so soft.
That's why you can't recreate this show. Out of thin air, we just got that brilliant.
Yeah. Plums and peaches. Yeah. I like it a little bit more firmer.
That's crazy. Yeah, I like them very soft.
I feel like it's like, ooh, it's, I don't know. When I bite into it,
a caramelized peach on a dessert. Delightful.
Oh, delicious. A Canadian man is fighting a parking ticket after the city added a bus stop in front of his house overnight without warning him. Mm. So he parked where he normally does, and he said just 10 minutes later, they installed the bus stop and ticketed him right away.
While his car was there?
Yes. Here's Lino. Oh.
There was no sign the night before. Now I got to waste my time to go test the ticket. And if they refuse my contest, I actually got to go to court to actually fight a ticket, which... it's completely, completely wrong. Now, one bus has passed by, and I think they should notify it and put up a sign before the official sign saying there will be a new sign.
Mm. Yeah.
There's nothing better than a Canadian accent either.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Maybe.
Does not seem right.
No, it does not. Bad news, Firefest not happening in Playa del Carmen, Mexico next month. Billy McFarlane has announced that they got screwed by the Mexican government, who says they've been working with the Mexican government since March 5th, and they have all the receipts. Mexican government says, we had no idea about this. So they said they're not throwing in the towel. They're going to change the location.
All right.
No location has been announced yet. No lineup for the music has been announced yet.
That's key.
And it's supposed to take place between May 30th and June 2nd. I checked the website this morning. You could still purchase tickets for the festival that lists Playa del Carmen as the location.
Wow.
So all travel, all accommodations are still listed as Playa del Carmen. Reminder, tickets start at $1,400.
Jesus.
Okay, has anybody bought tickets? And if so,
there's no way.
Dumb.
He said 1,800 people have bought tickets.
Get out of here.
That's what he said.
Get out of here.
I don't want anything to happen to people, but just using Darwin, like, all of these people should just stay on that island.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
if you're this dumb to go and invest.
Yeah.
But, like, it's one...
It's like the fool me twice, shame on me thing. Like, why would you ever buy tickets for it?
It's
$2.5 million they've made?
Yes, but then wow. So they're saying, but the fire ignite, that's the lowest ticket level, is $1,400. The next one up, $5,000 a ticket. One after that, $25,000, and then the top ticket is $1.1 million.
But they haven't. They don't have any musical acts.
None.
They don't have anything.
The only person who said that they're going to perform is Antonio Brown, and there's been no official announcement.
Oh, AB's in on that.
But wow. That's what he says.
No location. No.
He's
food.
Reliable.
Right. AB performing, and they got 1,800 people at $1,400 a ticket.
Well, I don't know what level they got.
But it doesn't matter. Even if you went 1,800 at the lowest $1,400 per ticket, that's $2.5 million they made.
Wiggy, this is a guy that is a pathological liar. I don't believe a word.
All right. I hope not.
Devil going to try to bring you down when you get closer to your goals.
Okay, AB.
Going to have to reach out to Ja Rule again so they can drag him
back
in.
I think Ja's staying far away from that. Yeah. I think he's going to stay far away from that.
Speaking of musical artists, did you see who Bill Belichick was hanging out with over the weekend?
I did. Very interesting.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, he had Tucci down at UNC.
Huh.
Odd couple there.
Yeah.
Is he?
I mean, who knew that the two of them were tight?
Well, I think maybe because there was a nice picture of Jordan afterwards.
Yeah.
And it would say, would it say like diss track coming soon?
Coming soon, yeah.
So maybe she got in a, you know, she's a great influence on Bill. Hey, Bill, I got some new music you should listen to.
Do you think she's doing a diss track with Lil Wayne?
Well, if she gets
that maybe a Linda diss track or something like that.
God. Well, if you got Lil Wayne on the track, you got one of the best out there. So
I hope she's not doing any diss tracks right now because the family drama. I got to know more about that.
It should be interesting.
We got to get Ninko on the phone and find out, you know, if he heard anything while
he was
down there.
Look at that picture, though, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
Which one's Bill?
Yeah, look at Bill. Lil Wayne. He's going the Dion route. I mean, it's worked for Dion. Remember when Dion first started coaching college football? Mm-hmm. He started bringing all the celebrities and rappers and, you know, look what he's been able to do as far as recruiting and get kids to come in. So yeah. I guess Bill's like, hey, Tooch, come on down. Weezy F baby.
Yeah, I think we know why Jordan's with Bill.
Carter 3 is an all-time album.
Wheezy, man.
We're going to end with some news that I'm sure Shime is very excited about. Oh. A Minecraft movie had a $157 million dollar opening weekend. It's the biggest opening weekend of the year so far, and it's the biggest video game movie opening weekend of all time.
Jack Black.
Will you go see that, Shime?
I might now. Notoriously, video game movies tend to suck.
Yeah.
And more often than not. So if this one's pretty good, I'll have to go check it out. Jack Black is in it. I know that. But
Jason Momoa.
I don't know a whole lot about
it. You will?
I know a lot. I mean, well, Jason Momoa, anything. I feel like Jack Black does a great job of that, you know. Yeah. And so, I didn't play the game, but I know how big it was. But with Jack Black in a movie, I think he's funny.
In your mind, what was that? You said they tend to suck. What, have there been good ones in the past?
Yeah, so there's been a couple good ones. I would say the newest Mortal Kombat was
good.
Pretty good.
Yes.
Detective Pikachu, not to go Pokemon, was also pretty good. The most recent.
I even know it's coming and it makes me laugh.
The most recent Mario movie that came out was actually pretty good, where Jack Black played Bowser. That was actually
Sonic was good.
Yep.
All three of the Sonics.
And they made three Sonics.
Yeah, they were all good.
Sonic sucked.
Sonic was good, though. I ain't going to cap.
Detective Pikachu does not sound like a five-star experience.
It wasn't true crime.
Yeah.
I got to see a screening of it. I was pumped.
You haven't lived until you see Jack Black play Bowser.
How many people were at the screening of...
The theater was legitimately packed.
For what movie?
Detective Pikachu.
I bet it was.
Ryan Reynolds voicing Pikachu?
Yes.
Great.
Oh,
some were there for the snacks.
There's going to be a sequel, too, I'm pretty sure.
The Resident Evil movies, I thought, were pretty good.
They also have, like, Kate Beckinsale. Is that who's in those?
No,
those are Underworld, right?
Yeah, she's right. Underworld. Resident Evil was, what the hell's her name? What the hell is the actress's name?
Helen Mirren.
No. She has Mila Djokovic.
Yes.
She's a good actress. But no, I enjoyed Sonic.
Speaking of Helen Mirren.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mobland is the best if you're not watching Mobland.
I took your advice and we watched Mobland, another new episode yesterday.
Love it.
It's very good.
It is so good.
It's very. Now, you love the English shows.
I love the English
especially
shows.
Especially the English mob type shows.
Yeah.
But it's very good.
So good. And it's a Guy Ritchie, which I love Guy Ritchie films because he goes, Pierce Brosnan is so good in it. And
yeah,
I love Tom Hardy.
I can't understand what he's saying.
That's why I use subtitles. It's a proper. Everything's proper, Mike.
Yeah.
It's but Tom Hardy, and he's got a new action movie coming out on, I think it's on Netflix, but the Helen Mirren, is that her name?
Yeah.
It is so good. Like the
I got to watch.
It's good. You would like it.
And it's got a little bit of, it's got action, gore, there's intensity in it. I told you, the British shows, hands down, I'm BBC pause all day long. Best shows out
there. It's on Paramount Plus. Mm-hmm. There's also another one that's not quite as good on Paramount Plus called Happy Face Killer.
Oh, I've seen that.
Which is a true story.
I didn't watch it, but it's like her dad's a serial killer.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is that a British show?
No, it's not. Not everything can
the
be
The Gentleman's British. Good, too. That's another British show on one of those channels. You should check that out. And that's with
Matthew McConaughey?
No, it's not with Matthew McConaughey.
He was in The Gentleman. Is that the movie?
Well, you want to get back to us on who's in it later?
Yeah, I'll get back to you on
that. All right. That's the news.
Yep.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
And now, what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox beat the Cardinals 18-7 last night after beating them 5-4 earlier in the day. Important to note that Raffy homered in that early one. They swept in their first home series of the season. Alex Bregman had a homer while Raffy Devers had four hits, three RBI in the late one. Here's Alex Bregman talking about how good it felt to hit so well from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Oh, it felt good. Obviously, we talked about it in the first game here. Just guys passing the torch to the next guy and putting together good at-bats and I think 1-9 and the guys coming in too after, everyone just was putting together good at-bats today, and that's really what we wanted to do.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today. The Sox have the Blue Jays at Fenway. First pitch at 6:45 tonight. Richard Fitz getting the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh.
Greg, I have a question for you. I know you were in the suite, so you didn't pay for anything. What do you think two slices of pizza, a Diet Coke, and a bottle of water cost at Fenway Park this year?
I would guess $27.
That's a good guess. I was going to say $28.
I was going to go $32.
$45.
Wow.
It is so obscene, and it's whatever, you know. I don't want to be a stick in the mud.
Well,
there's a lot bigger problems in the world, but it is just obscene.
It's the tariffs.
It might be tariffs. I mean, Alex Bregman thanks you. Garrett Crochet thanks you, Curtis.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
You can kick things off with Christian Arkand this evening at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Celtics beat the Wizards at home 124-90 last night. Jason Tatum and Kristaps Porzingis didn't play in this one. Peyton Pritchard led the way with 20, while Luke Kornet had a double-double, 13 points and 14 rebounds. The guys had a season-high 62 rebounds and were 24-for-52 from three-point range. The Bruins fell to the Sabres on the road 6-3. That's 11 losses in 12 games. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 31 saves in the loss. And elsewhere in the NHL, Alex Ovechkin beat Wayne Gretzky's goal record in the Capitals' loss to the Islanders yesterday with his 895th goal. Women's basketball has a new champion. Paige Beckers and the UConn Huskies took down South Carolina 82-59. Sarah Strong led the Huskies with 24 points and 15 rebounds. The men's championship is tonight. Florida takes on Houston after Houston's shocking win over Duke on Saturday. Tip tonight is 8:50. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Grill it, fry it, or bake it. Tender boneless chicken on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Value pack all-natural Signature Farms boneless chicken breast or thighs is just $2.47 a pound. When you use the digital coupon, limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 37 in drizzle in Boston. Afternoon high, 40.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Seems like the star of Friday's show is on the phone right now, Mike from New Hampshire. Hey, Mike.
Hey. I moved from New Hampshire a couple years ago. I live in Pembroke now, Mass.
You were the guy that we talked to that was waiting for tickets out on Lansdowne?
Yes, sir.
Well,
thank you so much. That was awesome. My girls think I'm famous now. They're having a blast at the interview.
How were the seats that you got when you finally got in?
They were good. You know, it didn't sit in the seats I paid for. I got way better ones because someone didn't show up and spotted them early and didn't get kicked out. So it was nice. It was nice in the sun.
All right. Well, listen, you were we were ready to give you a weekend shift when you were talking Sox on Friday. So.
That's awesome.
And we're going to, if you hang on, we're going to take you to a game. We'll go sit in the Sam Adams seats because you're a diehard. So we'll set up a game with you and we'll do that early on here, late April, early May.
Awesome. Oh, that's epic. Thank you. And, whoever suggested the Sam Adams light, I forget who it was, but yeah. That was actually good. That was sick.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, Kazan.
All right. All right. Thank you. Hang on for a minute.
I love that drop.
Do you think...
We know.
Yeah, Kazan.
Let me ask you. We talked about this earlier because of Courtney's lead about Jaren Duran. Do you feel like this Netflix series, which drops tomorrow, is going to change your opinion on any of these guys on this Red Sox team? I mean, I think certainly it will about Jaren Duran, I would guess, based on what we talked about during your lead this morning.
I think people will have more. I don't know. I say this, but then I remember that Boston fans are crazy. I include myself, like it's not a disrespectful thing I'm saying, but I do think that if you are somebody who thinks that because players make so much money that they should be, you know, a certain way, I don't think you're ever going to change your opinion on that. So I hope it softens some to be more sympathetic with what players go through. But no, I don't think it's going to change a lot of people's way in which they interact with players.
I think a lot more people will be a lot more sympathetic for Duran because remember we were making fun of him for the... the ball at nighttime when he was like the stars got in his eye or something like that. Like, he, you know, and we were like, dude, you know, we used to like say where he was having some of these things and you know, and then you hear like what he was kind of going through and dealing with. I think there'll be a lot of people that in that moment that were like, you know, kind of clowning him a little bit, will look back and go, damn, I ain't know all that was going on. But that's, you know, that's always what you do as a Monday morning quarterback. When something comes out of that magnitude, you'd be like, oh, damn, I didn't know he was going through that.
Yeah, I would say with the exception of Aaron Rodgers, the more people speak, the more the fans tend to like them, because it's you just see them in a light that you don't ordinarily, and you get to know them on a personal level as opposed to just a guy that you're booing because he didn't hit the guy from second base. I think Jaren Duran is going to lead to, you know, an interesting conversation about mental health and all of those problems, and how it is not simply that you get wealthy. And it's amazing to me of how many people that are famous either attempt suicide or sadly commit suicide or take their own life, and we're still shocked that wealthy people suffer with mental health issues. Like, it's, if anything, the more money you have, the more distance you have from people that can get you to stop, and the more options you have to do things that will hurt you.
Yeah. And if you missed it earlier during Courtney's lead, when this Netflix Red Sox series gets to episode 4, you get to hear Jaren Duran talk about, I mean, I guess attempting to commit suicide is would be the best way to put it. And here is a little bit of that.
It was a pretty low time for me. Like, I didn't even want to be here anymore. But
when you say here, you mean here with the Red Sox or here on planet Earth?
Probably both. Yeah, probably both. That was like a really tough time for me. Yeah. I got to the point where I was sitting in my room. I had my my rifle and I had a bullet, and I pulled the trigger and the gun clicked, but nothing happened. So to this day, like, I think God just didn't let me take my own life, because I seriously don't know like why it didn't go off.
Yeah, it's very interesting to hear that, because, you know, we always have a back and forth, like, even, you know, jokingly with Devers and mentally and maybe what he might be dealing with that's affecting him at the plate. But I think when you hear guys that have come out and say, okay, I was in this position, I was thinking about it, I actually tried to commit suicide, I think it then changes your view on that player. But it's so hard, because you don't know where people are, and especially athletes, they only give you so much, because we see them. Regular people, if you don't know them, you don't know what they're dealing with, but we see athletes so much, but they're only going to give you so much of what their life is, and you really don't know the other stuff. When I say athletes, it could be entertainers as well, the other stuff of what they could potentially be dealing with.
And I saw somebody in Twitch when we were talking about it during the leads say, and they had a good point, that, you know, some people judge athletes because they can afford to get the help because they make all this money, and not everybody has that luxury. But at the same time, if you have all the money in the world, if you are quote unquote famous, whatever, I think it's much harder to ask for the help, because why should you feel sad about anything? You know, you have that added pressure, I guess I should call it, of that you should be happy. So if these people aren't feeling that internally, I think it's harder for them to tell their loved ones or tell their coaches, their managers, that they may need help.
That's everybody in general. I think that's the you know, men used, it used to be a huge like stigma for men.
It still is.
Right. So the hardest thing, it's not really that you can't find help, because there's help out there. The problem is you admitting that you need help, or you want to make yourself vulnerable to others to say, listen, I need the help. And, you know, whether it, you know, a lot of men still fight, like you said, Greg, to that, and saying, oh, you know, I need help.
How many people do you know that stopped a behavior before they ran out of all the abilities to stop it on their own? In other words, like, when to go and say, I need help, before you run through all your money, or you run through all your friends, or you run through all your excuses. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost never that anybody is able to stop a spiral on their own before asking for help, and it's either they are dead or they somehow, in Jaron Duran's case, thankfully, the gun doesn't fire and they're able to say, holy crap, this is, I don't want to die. You know, like, yeah. And the more money you have, the more distance you have from people that have the power of no. Because if you're in the big leagues and you're making $10 million a year, then you don't need anybody. Everybody needs you. And it's just these, that's, you know, especially as a big leaguer, you know, it was interesting, that Christian Campbell story that was very funny, that he asked Alex Cora who his bunkmate was.
His roommate was going to be, yeah.
Well, like, think about baseball. You're on the road literally half the year. You're in hotels, you're in cities, and you're at the ballpark for, what, say, 7-8 hours a day. The rest, you're in the Four Seasons or the Ritz just hanging out. You have nothing to do but sit by yourself. Like, it's, I mean, Wiggy always talks about in the NFL, like, people say that it's tough to leave your family. In the NFL, you're gone 2 days a week.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a ballsy thing for him to open up about in this Netflix series.
He might be feeling like, well, if I tell my story, maybe this helps one person who looks up to me and goes, wow, if he was dealing with that, I was dealing with that. And that's the big, and Greg, you had just said it. That's the biggest thing is you have to be willing and you have to get to that point where you're not afraid or feel like you're weaker if you let people know that you're dealing with something and you do need help.
Obscure reference, Paul from Dorchester says, man on fire, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy
bear. Yeah.
What about, I see, and we're not, forget, like, this same person was texting, I think, during Courtney's lead, saying, essentially, because he was in a dark place doesn't excuse him being a bigot. Nobody's saying anything.
No,
the
we're not
two
talking.
Are not, the two are not associated with right. each other.
I don't even know what I mean by that.
He said some unfortunate things. That was two seasons ago?
Yeah, two, yeah. I believe.
He got caught
on like a mic, right?
Yeah. But again, like to be out and open and in front on what Curtis correctly says is the biggest problem I think that our society has, which is mental health,
mm-hmm.
is pretty brave.
Yeah, yeah, most people, like even the business that we're in, like people are afraid, you know, to say they have issues, whether it's somebody admitting that they, you know, had issues and they were almost going through a divorce or they lost a bunch of money or they, you know, dealt with this. Like people, it's very hard for people to open up and let people see their world and let them see their vulnerabilities. So it and that's the hardest thing. But until you get to the place where you're, you know what? Hey, maybe my words help somebody else. Like you think about that all the time. It's whether it's relationships, how you handle money. Like we've all had issues.
But it's not even like there doesn't even have to be something going wrong in your life to have that type of mental struggle. I think that is the biggest thing that people don't understand. Like you don't have to be going through a divorce or going through money
struggles. No, but I'm saying
struggles.
There's got to be something that in his mind
is a struggle. But that there doesn't. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Like I mean, we joke about it all the time, but I have anxiety that I medicate, I deal with on my own. But there's nothing wrong in my life. Like I've been so blessed to grow up with two parents who have absolutely done everything for me. I've never had to deal with anything.
I think you're missing my point. I'm not saying that you have to have something go wrong in your life, but in your mind, something's wrong with whatever it is that you're dealing with that's leading you in your mind to this. It might not
and
be.
And I'm saying it's like a brain chemistry issue where like in his mind he is sad. Like there's a sadness,
right.
a very
But that's
darkness
what I'm saying. There's
him.
A sadness. He's sad about something. We don't know what it is, but there's a sadness that's leading him to be depressed or deal with anxiety or whatever it is every day.
I think depression doesn't necessarily mean that you're sad about something specific. It's just this overwhelming sadness that you sometimes can't get out of bed in the morning. And I'm lucky I'm not depressed. I don't deal with that, but from other people I've talked to and listened to, it's not a specific thing that you're sad about. It's this overwhelming sadness that you deal with
right.
every
it's
day.
It's a mental problem. My mother dealt with it for her, most of her life. Mm-hmm. She dealt with getting up and going out,
yeah.
and everything was fine in her life. But there was something in her mind that she felt like was wrong, that she did not want to deal with just the function of getting up or the function of being around people. And until you kind of figure out what that is and getting the help that you need, you know, you can, you know, head to dark places.
Well, certainly I think that maybe some opinions will change when it comes to Jarren Duran. Mm-hmm. And there's an awful lot of Tristan Cassis in this, so I'm wondering how we will feel about Tristan Cassis at
his car. He has an issue with his car at one point. That's in the previews.
That was Cassis' car and Duran with the $100 million hands helping him fix it.
Yeah. He calls AAA.
Oh, what a loser.
And fans were yelling at him from down the street.
All right. We will be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Coming up in 10 minutes, did Natick Man's appearance on my radio show 31 years ago lead to his murder? Cover your ears, Courtney. Oof. Anxiety Central.
Yeah.
There are a couple of documentary producers who believe that it did, and we will talk to them about that coming up. In just a little bit. And then
a lot of people thought you were killing WEI when you actually saved it.
We need a docudrama on that, Curtis. Maybe Tom Hanks, American Treasure, Tom Hanks could play you.
Well, who would play? Believe me, I'm the bit role. Who would play Dale? That's all I care about.
And then we're going to play.
Carrot Top.
We will play the best Hill Notes back. In about 40 minutes or so, half an hour.
Why does he want to be on Twitch? Why does he care about video? Remember that?
Yep. There was some didn't understand the visual element.
No.
Of the,
well, when you look at them, you
thing.
Can understand it.
But thank goodness for the Twitch people. They're there. They're watching.
I don't
YouTube
get,
people. What don't,
I don't
you get?
I don't get the old heads
the
that
old
don't
heads?
Understand it. Like, I was a Howard Stern fan.
Yeah.
What made him, like, successful, he's a great talent, but took him to another level, is that you actually got to see it.
Yeah. What the f*** is Twitch?
So if you're, like, people now love to see even though we might not be doing anything in the studio, they love
We're clearly not.
But they love to visually see that whole element.
Yeah. I had a Twitch once, but I got rid of it.
So I don't get like the whole, we need to be on Nessie.
Really, it was really, it wasn't too many people who didn't understand it.
Yeah.
It was really,
I would say there was a lot.
It was really just Glenn Ordway.
Twitch. There was that Twitch, and people didn't understand like going out to the public and hanging out with the listeners. They're like, why would you want to go on road shows? That's stupid.
Can you answer this text message from an enraged listener of this program? Wiggy 978 text. How did Wiggy watch Cooper Flagg play this season and rip the quality of college basketball?
Because
I think
Cooper Flagg is a great player, but overall, the offense in college basketball is not very good. And Courtney and I were talking about this off air. I think a lot of players in college basketball don't, and I know you hate to use the word, don't work on their craft when it comes to shooting, mid-rangers, three-pointers, free throws. I feel like a lot of them...
He's the best player in, certainly in the last
decade. No, but I'm not knocking Cooper Flagg. I think Cooper Flagg's...
You're just talking about overall game. But
I think when they get to the league, that's when they actually start working on their game.
So you don't think this is going to impact down the road 3 years from now? The NBA game.
No, because watch. When Cooper Flagg, like even with Tatum wasn't a great shooter in college. When Cooper Flagg comes out right now, he's a great player, but in 3 or 4 years, watch the type of player he's going to be because he's going to really focus on working on his craft day in and day out.
I know it's virtually impossible with their success, but he should be playing for the Boston Celtics growing up in Maine.
But how's that going to happen?
Is there some kind of a league exemption? Curtis, can you work the same kind of league?
Yeah, I'll call up to my good friend, Adam Silver, who's, by the way, talk about a guy that is in the doldrums, Dookie's own Adam Silver. Is there a doubt that Jaylen Brown enjoyed that defeat, given all the Dookies and how they hurt the...
imagine Coach K must have been over the moon watching that from his seats.
Mm-hmm. You're going to either see him in Utah, Washington, Charlotte, New Orleans.
But that's not good for the league. That's what I'm telling you.
But it's the lottery. That's the way it's going to
work. But they got to fix it. Curtis says they fix everything.
Well, I guess then somehow get him to the Celtics. That might fix the league.
I don't think Cooper Flagg is going to be on the Celtics.
Yeah, I don't know where Greg's going with this one.
I don't understand.
The only way he gets to the Celtics is if for some reason after 4 or 5 years in the league, he decides to say, you know what, I'm going to take less money, become a free agent, and then sign with the Celtics.
The only way he's a Celtic is if the great movie Celtic Pride is redone and they kidnap him in Southie.
But if he decides to opt out.
Is that the worst Boston sports movie of all time?
I actually like that with Damon Wayans.
It's so stupid.
If he decides to opt out somewhere down the road and become a free agent, you might get your wish of seeing him as a Boston Celtic. Yeah. But
which apron, though? Because we know they don't like
it. Yeah, that's going to be, you're going to have a, because Tatum's still going to be, you know, relatively in his early 30s. So you're going to have to figure out what you're going to do with your penalties.
Celtic City episode tonight should be good.
Yeah, it's Lenny Bias.
Len Bias stuff. Mm. Should be interesting.
Yeah.
Greg,
but no, you're
a financial guy. I have a question for you. Is there any chance that this craziness with the stock market will impact the purchase?
Ooh, I don't know, Curtis.
Because a lot of people, you have to have a lot of money to lose a lot of money, and a lot of people with a lot of money, I think, just lost a lot of it.
I'm more concerned that it is going to impact the forthcoming wedding of Bezos and his wife.
I thought you were talking about Wiggy.
No, I don't think it impacts him.
Yeah, but if he's getting married over in Italy.
Venice.
Yes.
You know, he has infuriated the locals because he pre-booked every water taxi that is available in Venice.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, if you're going to Italy, Venice, overrated. Tourist trap.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Italione. I've got to go there to see half of my motherland. But Bezos, it won't affect. He's on another level. The terrorists don't affect him.
No. I mean, the market crash. I mean, the guy might have to go back to work.
But are prices in Italy up?
He loses a couple billion.
He might have to go actually work in an Amazon warehouse or whatever. Mm.
Listen, I'm going to move to Switzerland. I see they're giving $50,000 over there if you want to come and live in specific towns.
You move to Switzerland for $50,000?
Well, they'll build your house for you and everything.
There's places in Ireland, I believe, that will do that as well.
Places in Italy are doing it. I think there's a place out here in the United States somewhere like Wyoming or somewhere along those lines, Montana.
It never gets
Wyoming.
Old.
Wyoming.
Yeah.
That is doing the same thing. They'll give you 50 grand to go out and live in this specific town.
Are you thinking about moving?
Well, no. I mean, I'm thinking about with the, you know, with Trump basically
I mean, if we could do the show remote, I'll move.
I'm trying to figure out how else I can, you know, make
out how you can
make more money.
Get some scratch.
Can I, like, live in both places? I get the 50 grand for living in Montana.
Oh, you're not actually going to live there.
And then
it's kind of going to be a scam. You're going to
Be a scam. I'll do like part time over there. I'll live over there for a few months.
I feel like that would increase your expenses, though, getting to and fro.
But they're
like,
paying me to move to Montana.
I know, but wouldn't that eat up? Wouldn't the 50,000 be eaten up by the travel? Like,
I'll drive. I'll save myself some bread.
Your mom had sayings for everything. God rest her soul. She said, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Why is it?
Of course it is. They're going to actually pay you and you sit down and you're just collecting cash.
No, they're paying. I'm telling you, Google it. They're paying.
I know what it says.
It's big on TikTok.
They're
a lot
paying
of people.
You in other countries, Italy.
Yes.
But now America has just. And
I haven't seen the American.
I believe
yet,
it's like Montana or something like that, where they're paying people.
Wyoming and Montana.
To a town. States that'll pay you. Look, Mitch just put it up to move in 2025.
Right. Go
look
to Gary, all them states. Indiana, and they'll pay you. Just you'll have to live in Gary, Indiana.
I'll go to Alabama. The weather's nice.
Yeah.
No,
what about
Alaska?
You'd
probably
like
No, I wouldn't go to Alaska.
No?
I don't want to deal with those cold weathers.
You get lots of blue soup.
Wiggy, Greg, if Wiggy goes to Alaska, we know what the documentary would be.
What?
Baked Alaska.
No, I ain't going
there. Yes, you guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
Well done. All right, we will be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.